color protection system. Now, with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't want that? And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs if you purchase the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. The offer won't last long, and also, you know, you can get an introductory discount if you're a new Ovation hair care purchaser by selecting Angie Austin, Daybreak USA at checkout. OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com.
Former GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he's not interested in being the vice president. In his first comments since dropping out of the race, the Florida senator telling reporters he's not running for re-election, saying he'll be a private citizen when his term ends. The government suggesting it's concerned about a mosquito-borne virus coming to the United States. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details.
The feds say Miami tops the list of major U.S. cities at risk for a Zika virus outbreak this summer. The new report calculating the risk in 50 U.S. cities where summertime temperatures could create ideal conditions for the type of mosquito that spreads that disease. The federal researchers using computer modeling to factor in weather conditions and travel patterns along the Gulf Coast and Eastern Seaboard. Miami, Houston, Orlando, they all make the list. Other cities with high risk include Jacksonville, Savannah, Charleston, Mobile, and New Orleans.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, calling out the Newark public school system for its knowledge of high lead levels in the school's drinking water. He's pushing for control of schools to be returned to the city. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day, so I won't...
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Coordinated terror attacks in Brussels leave over 24 dead and more than 100 injured. The president has been briefed on the situation, security being tightened in London and Paris, as well as in New York City.
I'm sensing anger and even a little fear in New Yorkers hearing about what looks like another coordinated terror attack.
I'd love to be able to track down the people responsible and put them to death. It's horrific.
I don't know when the reality is going to hit that we're at war with these people. You know, we have to take it seriously.
Do you fear that that could happen here?
Every second of every day. Someone's got to do something.
There are two officers from the NYPD's counterterrorism unit standing in front of the Belgian consulate here, and the NYPD says extra officers will be placed at subway stops, bridges and tunnels, and landmarks.
Belgium's prime minister calling the explosions at the airport in Brussels and a major metro station an act of terror. You can follow this breaking news at usaradio.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Presidential primaries and caucuses happening in three states today as Democrats and Republicans vote in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses, and Democratic voters going to caucus in Idaho. Meantime, most of the White House contenders address a major pro-Israel gathering in Washington. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The presidential frontrunners spoke to AIPAC.
The United States and Israel must be closer than ever.
But I didn't come here tonight to pander to you about Israel.
But also addressing the largest annual pro-Israel event in Washington, D.C., Republican candidate John Kasich.
I remain unwavering in my support for the Jewish state and the unique partnership between the United States and Israel.
And Republican candidate Ted Cruz.
We need a president who will be a champion for America. And we need a president who will be a champion for Israel.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting. Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
A major ruling by the Supreme Court protecting gun rights. USA Radio's Jason Word has that story.
The U.S. Supreme Court handed down an unsigned unanimous decision telling a lower court to vacate the conviction of a Massachusetts woman with a stun gun. Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America told USA Radio News the decision is directly because of one thing.
Justice Scalia's legacy blessing us even after his death, as the courts are forced to recognize that the Second Amendment protects individuals.
Pratt said he wished the court hadn't just remanded the case, but struck down the law itself as unconstitutional. I'm Jason Wirt.
While we know that sitting at your desk all day at work is not good for your health, standing may not be any better for you. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has this report.
Sitting for extended periods of time has been linked to a number of issues like kidney disease and obesity, but a new study finds that there is no definitive evidence that using a standing desk can be any better. One of the main reasons that researchers believe that sit-stand desks are mainly ineffective is because those who have them only stand for about a quarter of their workday. Other pushes to get workers to moving during the day do not seem to change the amount of time that they spend sitting.
Anthony Lucero reporting. A search continues today for a flight attendant whose carry-on bag had drugs in it at Los Angeles International Airport. Federal authorities say the woman ran out of Los Angeles International Airport on Friday when a TSA agent discovered 70 pounds of cocaine in her luggage. Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The 2016 presidential campaign rolls on today with contests in three more states. Democrats and Republicans casting votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Meantime, Democratic voters caucusing in Idaho. Cubans living in California say Cuba's president is only saying what he thinks President Obama wants to hear. Pierre Perales of Sacramento says reestablishing relations between Cuba and the United States won't stop Raul Castro and his family from taking just about everything the Cuba...
Now, it's president in it.
communist dictator. It's a spit in the face to all who fled Cuba.
The president starting day three of his 3 visit to Cuba today. Atlantic City dealing with budget crisis. It's so bad that Mayor Don Guardian says that the city may have to shut down the government for 3 weeks starting April 8th. However, essential services like police and fire will continue operating. Mayor says the city would hope to reopen by May 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening.
Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder unveiling a new action plan for Flint, Michigan, and they include infrastructure repairs, improving public health, creating better jobs, and expanding early education services to kids up to the age of 3. At an appearance in Grand Rapids, Snyder saying he's still asking himself what went wrong with the water crisis in the city.
I kick myself every day wondering what questions I could have asked, what things we could have come back with to say, why didn't we just use some common sense?
The 75-point plan also calls for stricter lead standards not only for Flint but for the rest of the state. In a statement, the governor saying the state is committed to addressing immediate concerns and finding long-term solutions to improve people's quality of life. A huge pro-Israel event in Washington draws most of the White House hopefuls, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Presidential candidates, including the two frontrunners, addressing the largest pro-Israel lobbying group to meet every year in Washington.
We need steady hands, not a president who says he's neutral on Monday, pro-Israel on Tuesday, and who knows what on Wednesday, because everything's negotiable.
And hours after Democrat Hillary Clinton addresses AIPAC, the man she was taking a shot at there, the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, addresses the group.
But I didn't come here tonight to pander to your about Israel. That's what politicians do. All talk, no action.
Candidates Kasich and Cruz also addressing AIPAC.
This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Conditions right now, 29 degrees, partly cloudy skies, winds north, 22nd, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 55, calm wind becoming southwest, 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 40, calm winds. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 67. Light southwest wind becoming west 8 to 13 miles an hour in the morning. On Thursday the 24th, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Friday will be chance of showers before noon and partly sunny with a high near 59. Saturday sunny and a high near 55. Sunday partly cloudy with a high near 57. We finally made it through the snow gauntlet. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, and that's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on yet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk in a radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Today is Feel As Young As You Want Day. We're playing a little fun to get you started on that. It is 10 after 8. Time for us to find out if it's fun on the roads. So let's go over to Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic and find out what's going on. Chamber Radio traffic. Checking with HERTTMA.com, you can get the same alerts I do. Just register with them and you'll get them via email on your smartphone, or you can get them as tweets and convert them to quick text. There is nothing out there. It's all quiet. It only happens on the work back in, so on the evening. So I do well. and you're enjoying a good commute. Might be some sun glare. Be cognizant of that on your way 78 East. But aside from that, we're good to go. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchiver Radio Traffic. What is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30 to talk about the markets and the rest of the show, an eclectic mix of news and information. 10 o'clock, Tech Today, where we give information about technology news, latest apps, buying advice, hardware, and software. Some things about money from 11 to 12 is on. Joe Patton, Michelle Heidi, Jeannie Aversa, and Tony Clark give you insight into the news that are moving the markets and helping you with all aspects of money. Food for thought. Deidre Anderson is on from 12 to 1, giving you insight into the various cuisines, menus, catering event, all that coming up at noon. Speak Up and Step Out with Meena Singh is on from 1 to 2, helping people overcome abuse, addiction, as a coach, as a mentor, and as a founder of the In Awe Foundation. The Hunter and Food Scout, Gary Malgieri, is on from 2 to 3, talking about local menus, restaurants, all things related to food. Outside the Box with Sam Soprano is on from 3 to 4, helping you overcome your minds, your achieve your milestones, your financial milestones. Joe Peters, Real Estate Matters, and he's on along with 55 Plus. He does alternate shows at 4 to 5. So Joe Peters helps you deal with those two aspects of the information. Real estate matters, local commercial real estate, and residential real estate. And 55 Plus is focusing on those that are seen 55 and earlier in the rearview mirror. And Randazzler's musical journey. Greg Randazzo plays 60s, 70s, 80s music on your commute home. And you can listen to that in a theme. That is the entire HuntChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heidi & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Journey up in with BrandonRocks.com celebration differences for the week and the day. Let's see what we got. It is American Chocolate Week. Now, how hard is it for you to get involved in that? Health Information Professionals Week. International Face Syndrome Awareness Week. That's PHACE. National Animal Poison Prevention Week. National Button Week. National Inhalant and Poisons Awareness Week. World Folk Tales and Fables Week. Act Happy Week. Welderly Week. Making sure our elderly are well, healthy. Week of solidarity with people struggling against racism and discrimination. It's Tsunami Awareness Week. I don't know if that's literal or figurative. Feel like you're under a mountain of paperwork at work? Who knows? American Diabetes Association Alert Day. Education and Sharing Day. International Day of the Seal. National Goof Off Day, Tuskegee Airmen Day, World Day for Water, World Day of Meta, and As Young as You Feel Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved.
Watch it run, I'll lose it, watch it run, I'll lose it.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. We just got through the snow gauntlet of the Sunday and Monday. Now it's time to get into spring, and what better way to do it at Delaware River Town's Restaurant Week? What's on its menu is Emily Cummins. She reports yesterday that offering Thai, Mexican, Peruvian, Middle Eastern, Indian, and Japanese, French, and Italian cuisine. The toughest part of the Delaware River Town's Restaurant Week is deciding where to go. Showcasing their best and tastiest meals, 33 restaurants in Lambertville, Stockton, Frenchtown, New Hope, Center Bridge, Washington Crossing, Point Pleasant, and Lumberville are offering price fix menus and other specials. The event is organized by the Greater Lambertville New Hope Chamber of Commerce and runs from Monday, March 20th through Thursday, March 24th. Reservations are recommended. Click on the links below for full restaurant menus. Bell's Tavern, El Tool Cafe Galleria, Brian's Restaurant, Di Florette, Marhaba, Diana's, Lambertville House, Hamilton's Grill Room, Lambertville Station, Liberty Hall Pizza, Rick's Italian Restaurant, The National Hotel, Galasso's, Pulp Vegetarian Cafe, Love and Oven, Via Ponte Restaurante, Nola, Inn at Phillips Mill, Italian Cucina, Carla's Restaurant and Bar, Logan Inn, Marsha Brown, Martine's Riverhouse Restaurant and Bar, Mojito Cuba Caribe, The Raven Resort, Triumph Brewery Company, Zuby Restaurant and Bar, Nectar. In Lumberville, we have Black Bass, Carversville Inn, Golden Pheasant Inn, and in Washington Crossing, we have Francesco's. There you have it. They're all there. You got a couple more days to go and enjoy it all. Have a great time walking the river, enjoying the springtime, the milder weather, and enjoying a little sunshine. And oh, by the way, when you get sunshine, you get a little vitamin C. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see who has a birthday today for March 22nd.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The oldest jockey almanac has our birthdays today. Mick Hazen is 23 from As the World Turns. Texas Chainsaw 3D. Tanya Raymond is 28. Adventureland, Matt Bush, 30. American Horror Story, Lizzie Borshear is 31. Actress in X2, Katie Stewart, 31. You Again, actor James Wolfe is 31. Moriah Shining Dove Snyder is 33 from The Prophecy. Fresh Off the Boat, Constance Wu is 34. Green and One Night with the King, Tiffany DuPont is 35. Battlestar Galactica, Kenzie McClure is 36. Wild Walk the Line, Reese Witherspoon, 40. Family Matters, Kelly Chanier Williams is 40. Covert Affairs, Ann Dudek is 41. Guillermo Diaz is 41 from The Terminal. Good Will Hunting, Cole Hauser is 41. Black and White, Khadija Jones, 42. High Fidelity's Ibn Jaiji is 45. Diana of the Day, Will Yun Lee is 45. Comic actor, Keegan Michael Kay is 45. Figure skater, Elvis Stoiko is 45. Starship Troopers, Eric Roscotter is 50. From Prince of Persia, Steve Toussaint is 51. Full Metal Jacket, Matthew Modine is 57. R&B singer, Stephanie Mills is 59. The Ninth Gate, Lena Olin is 61. TV sportscaster, Bob Costas, 64. Elizabeth, and 8 women. Fanny Ardant is 67. Wolf Blitzer is 68 from CNN. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber is 68 today. Jazz and R&B singer George Benson is 73. Downfall, Bruno Ganz, 75. Chad and Jeremy singer, Jeremy Clyde, 75. Hockey Hall of Famer Dave Dion is 76. The last four well, Roger Whittaker is 80. He sang that. Blade Runner. Emmett Walsh is 81. The Young Lions. May Britt, 83. Star Trek. William Shatner is 85. Composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim is 86. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntsugar.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back. Michelle Heide's up next to talk about the markets. Hang on.
John DeMaster.
The New York Police Department saying it's aware of the attacks in Belgium and monitoring the situation. Nearly two dozen people die, more than 100 injured after two explosions at the airport in Brussels and a blast at a major metro station. France now stepping up security at the airports, at the train stations and metros after Belgium officials say a suicide bomber set off deadly explosions at the Brussels airport this morning. Subway stations also shut down. Daniel Schwalmenthal is the director of the Transatlantic Institute in Brussels, says they're still waiting for an official statement.
The fact that there were two distinct explosions suggests very much that this was not some sort of accident, but probably a terror attack. But we will, of course, have to wait until we get official confirmation.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton expected to address the issue later this morning and what it could mean for New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The 2016 presidential campaign rolls on today with contests in three more states. Democrats and Republicans casting votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Meantime, Democratic voters caucusing in Idaho. Cubans living in California say Cuba's president is only saying what he thinks President Obama wants to hear. Pierre Perales of Sacramento says reestablishing relations between Cuba and the United States won't stop Raul Castro and his family from taking just about everything the Cuban people have for themselves.
Just to see our United States president in a champion's arm lock with a communist dictator, it's a spit in the face to all who fled Cuba.
The president starting day three of his three-day visit to Cuba today. Atlantic City dealing with a budget crisis. It's so bad that Mayor Don Guardian says that the city may have to shut down the government for 3 weeks starting April 8th. However, essential services like police and fire will continue operating. Mayor says the city would hope to reopen by May 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Control. Do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder unveiling a new action plan for Flint, Michigan, and they include infrastructure repairs, improving public health, creating better jobs, and expanding early education services to kids up to the age of 3. At an appearance in Grand Rapids, Snyder saying he's still asking himself what went wrong with the water crisis in the city.
I kick myself every day wondering what questions I could have asked, what things we could have come back with to say, why didn't we just use some common sense?
The 75-point plan also calls for stricter lead standards not only for Flint but for the rest of the state. In a statement, the governor saying the state is committed to addressing immediate concerns and finding long-term solutions to improve people's quality of life. A huge pro-Israel event in Washington draws most of the White House hopefuls, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Presidential candidates, including the two frontrunners, addressing the largest pro-Israel lobbying group to meet every year in Washington.
We need steady hands, not a president who says he's neutral on Monday, pro-Israel on Tuesday, and who knows what on Wednesday, because everything's negotiable.
And hours after Democrat Hillary Clinton addresses AIPAC, the man she was taking a shot at there, the Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, addresses the group.
But I didn't come here tonight to pander to your about Israel. That's what politicians do. All talk, no action.
Candidates Kasich and Cruz also addressing AIPAC.
This is USA Radio News.
All right, it's time for the market update with Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. And Michelle, it woke up this morning and the Brussels attacks I'm sure had a big effect on the markets, and so tell us where we're going.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, that's been dominating the headlines globally, and yeah, it's never fun to wake up on a morning and hear that type of news. Right now we currently have European markets trading lower, led by Italy and Spain, which are both down about 1%. Here in the U.S., the futures are down. They're not down as much as one would think. When a terrorist event like that happens, as of a few minutes ago, the Dow was down about 60, S&P down about 9, NASDAQ down about 23. Right now the main focus of this morning's news has been on the attacks in Brussels. Although, companies like Apple tend to pick up in this type of news because I think everyone's aware of the fact that Apple was not going to be allowing access to the cell phone from the shooter in the San Bernardino shooting incident here in the U.S. And so that's now opening up, as far as, going back to, should in cases of terrorism or, things like that, should we be able to access the records, the phone records and things like that? Because that's a whole conversation that is continues to go on, and so I'm sure we'll be, seeing Apple a little bit more in the news today as well. And I know that earlier, their court date for today has been canceled or rescheduled because I guess the government has found a way of potentially accessing those records without Apple's help, but I'm not sure. That was just kind of a headline that I saw. In other news, again, not that there's much other focus other than what's happening over in Brussels. We did have Dick's Sporting Goods announcing $1 billion share repurchase program over the next 5 years. We had GE putting out a memorandum of understanding with the Cuban government that they will be looking to sell power, aviation, and medical equipment in Cuba. So we're continuing to see more companies coming out with statements like that. Economic-wise, we have the FHFA home price index coming out at 9 o'clock. At 9:45, we have the market flash U.S. manufacturing PMI. And then we've got, at 1:30, Chicago Fed president speaking, and at 6:30 this evening, the Philadelphia Fed president. And then tomorrow we've got mortgage application, new home sales. So we do have some more economic data coming out as we get closer to the market holiday close on Friday. But on this Tuesday morning, again, the markets are going to be opening at least in the red this morning. I don't know that it has, you know, a lot of people have had an opportunity to tune into the news yet today with just waking up and that type of thing, but it's,
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's just, yeah.
most of the headlines are dominant about the attack. Have you seen anything as far as travel stocks, airline stocks? Because the airlines had the REIT divert.
Right.
Sure, the Pricelines and Orbitz and all those folks are affected as well. So it's
absolutely.
Yeah.
People were starting to finally feel a little bit more comfortable traveling again, and then think, you know, something like this happens, and that'll definitely affect those sectors at this point.
Yep. And it's short lived. Please understand that, you know, it's
right.
There'll be a drop because people are getting out before they feel that there's anything else happening, but
right.
we as a people have very short memories. So what will happen is we'll go through about two or three days of this, and then we'll get through the weekend, and next week it's like, it's unfortunate, but it's like it never happened. And then people say, oh, look at that, the airline stocks are at a buy, and that's how you make money. So it's just the way it is. You can rail against it, but that's really the way the market works at this point, and you have to take advantage of it when you have the opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate.
Right.
Lots of crazy things happening in the news. We're going to hear from the New York in the near future. Mary Bloomberg is going to talk about it. DiBiase is going to talk a little bit about it. Still talking about Bloomberg. And did you hear Atlantic City? This is Atlantic City is struggling so much that they are going to be considering closing the government for a month.
Really? I hadn't heard that yet.
Yeah. So,
wow. Interesting.
So that's what happens when your ratables are out of control and you can't afford the government that you've built. So.
Exactly. They've been facing hard times for a long time, and something's got to happen down there to try and get things moving in the right direction again.
So, who's in the studio today?
It is Joe and Tony. Looking at my schedule, and I might end up showing up myself.
There might be an appearance. Okay, so Michelle might make an appearance. Very good. All right. Well, we look forward to you guys talking about that and see if you can buoy the markets after this little crazy thing happening here. So
Exactly.
All right, Michelle. Thank you as always. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And that's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Tony, Jeannie, and Joe and Michelle do the Some Things About Money show, which is on today at 11 o'clock. You can catch all the news about the Brussels attack and how that's affecting the markets. And I'm sure Joe will give you plenty of information about the political landscape and how that's affecting the potential markets as well. And then Michelle obviously does the investment update, market update with me every morning at 8:30. We are going to take another break, and then I'll have some Hunter and Accounting news for you. We'll get right back with that in just a moment.
Thank you. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, there he is, George Benson. Celebration, it's a birthday, right? Celebrating a birthday today. All right, we have things to talk about. One of them is that we have yet another Olympian in our midst, and it's Kimmy Getz of Flemington, and there's a Meet U.S. Speed Skater Kimmy Getz at Flemington reception. So, Sally Graziano of NJ.com reported on the 21st that U.S. speed skater Kimmy Getz will be visiting back home in Hunterdon County soon, and a fundraising reception is planned to welcome her back. The party will be Thursday, March 31st, starting at 6 p.m. at Flemington Furs. Getz, a 21, a borough native, recently competed in the World Short Track Speed Skating Championships in Seoul, finishing 29th overall. Before she went, she was looking forward to the stiff competition. "My goal is just to continue improving and gaining experience," Getz said by email. "This will be my second world championships, and they are incredible to race in because I get to race against the best of the best." Getz has been living in Salt Lake City since 2012, training and also holding down a job working for a financing company. Her work is flexible, so she can train on Mondays through Thursdays and race. Skater is hoping to compete in the 2018 Olympics in South Korea. She barely missed a berth on the U.S. team that went to the 2014 Olympics in Russia, and that's seen a lot of the world. Competing in World Cups in Toronto, Montreal, Japan, and China, and an international competition in Moscow, and most recently South Korea. Although she is working full-time and training full-time, Getz still finds financial support, still needs financial support. Last year, Mayor Phil Greiner and his wife Joan held a fundraising reception for Getz and raised $5,000 at that event, along with another $2,000 throughout the year. Joan Greiner said she's hoping this year's reception is equally successful. "This is not an inexpensive pursuit," Greiner said, "and the U.S. doesn't financially support its athletes at this stage of the game." Suggested contributions are $50 a person or $75 a couple, but the reception will be open to anyone. "We're trying to give Kimmy moral support because it does help her," Greiner said. "Any money donated goes solely to Getz," Greiner said. "It goes to skates, blades, boots, rink fees, and travel expenses." At last year's reception, Getz mingled with well-wishers, and people attending this year's reception can expect the same. Anyone wishing to donate to Getz's support can make a check out to K. Getz Olympic Fund, Flemington Borough, and mail it to the She Skates Like the Wind, care of J. Griner, 7 West Road, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. For more information, people can email Joan Griner at joniegcomcast.net. Well, Joni G., I will be emailing you, see if we can get Kimmy on next Thursday. That would be kind of cool. I'd like to get her on and talk about her U.S. championships. So we'll see what happens there. So we had other Olympic hopefuls and speed skaters in our midst the last couple of years. So it's great to have somebody representing our town and our county. So, Kim, wish you the best, and certainly looking forward to seeing you in South Korea. So that's what's going on there. In addition to that, we have a big thing about Spruce Run School, that it may close, and there's 7 reasons why. They're a big, it's a big situation there to try and decide as to whether it's worthy of keeping open. This is always a challenge in the world of trying to keep a school open. So lots of commentary on it, lots of discussion about it. But it usually boils down to what the projections are for the school and what the projections are to for the population in that particular area. We've talked about constantly how the population in Hunterdon County is dwindling, and in certain towns it's even more obvious than it is in our current situation. So when they are going through the discussion about whether it makes sense to keep schools open, buildings open, it turns out that right now that might not be the case. Now, the real thing to talk about is, what are they going to do with the building? Are they going to keep it mothballed? Because who knows, at some point in the future we might need to get back to opening up a school. And it costs a lot more to build a school than it does to reopen a school. So be on the lookout for that conversation as well. But that's a big debate over there where Spruce Run is. In addition to that, well, let's see what else we have. There's a controlled burn that was happening over in New Jersey Recreation Area. And, gosh, that's about it. We're struggling for news, which is good in the world of Hunterdon County. So we're making our way to it. Hopefully you've been to Royal Rogers and took care of that. Enjoyed the good roast beef sandwich and the like. So hopefully you can be involved in that. 23 largest employers in Hunterdon County. We've got constantly people talking about how they are not finding work. Well, we got some big employers here, and so perhaps you'd like to discuss with them about where to go. So you can check that out on NJ.com as well, because there's plenty of spaces for people to potentially get jobs at certain areas of our county. Well, in addition to all that, we're going to take a break. We'll switch on over, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a minute.
You are USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
More than two dozen people are dead, hundreds injured after coordinated attacks in Brussels early this morning. The president's been briefed on the situation, security being tightened in London and Paris. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump saying the U.S. needs to learn from this morning's attacks in Belgium.
We have to be very careful in the United States. We have to be very, very vigilant as to who we allow into this country.
There's been no claim of responsibility, but the bloodshed comes just 4 days after authorities pick up a Belgian-born suspect in connection with November's deadly terrorist attacks in Paris. Presidential primaries and caucuses happening in three states today. Democrats and Republicans voting in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses, while Democratic voters caucus in Idaho. And Cubans opposed to the Castro regime hoping to attend a meeting with President Obama today. Some of them were arrested Sunday but released Sunday night. This is USA Radio News.
Negative.